message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Started this series. I tell you, testimonies have been rolling in. And I want you to know that your own testimony will not elude you in the name of Jesus. I welcome you to the concluding part of our series on excellent living. And so far, we have looked at 13 keys to excellent living. And the keys are as follows. Number one is that we be an asset, not a concern. Don't be a liability. Don't be a liability. Don't be a liability. Be a value-adding person. Don't be a concern. Don't be a burden. Don't be a burden to others. Number two, be dependable. Be dependable. Be dependable. The dependable are the responsible. The responsible are the dependable. Be a problem solver, not a problem. Don't be the one that is causing the problem. Don't be the one that is eating the problem. Be the one that is solving the problem. Always be a problem solver. Number four, learn to go extra mile. Learn to go extra mile. Learn to go extra mile. We are to go extra mile. Don't be contented with the average. Don't be content with the average. Don't stay at the level of average. Aspire for more. Push for more. Number five is what? Number five is what? Oh, we have forgotten our notes. Number five is what? Be responsible. Live a responsible life. Responsibility gives you ability. Ability gives you capability. The greater your capability, the greater your impact in life. The lesser your capability, the lesser your impact in life. There are bulldozers that are DCs, D78. The bigger the capacity, the bigger they can do. The bigger your capacity, the bigger you can do in life. Pray that the Lord will increase your capacity in the name of Jesus. Number six is be diligent. Be diligent. The hand of the diligent shall bear rule. See a man that is diligent in his business. He will not stand before me men, but he will stand before kings and the nobles. If you want to excel in life, you must be a man that is diligent. Number seven is be service oriented. Be service oriented. Don't be like people that just want to be there. Be service oriented. Be somebody that is always ready to offer a service. Always ready to offer and help. Always ready to be a blessing to others. And number eight, which is one of the ones I love so much. Shun mediocrity. Don't be a mediocre in life. Don't be a mediocre in life. And number nine, be teachable and correctable. Be teachable. Be correctable. Be somebody that can be corrected. When you are corrected, you will learn. When you are incorruptible, you will not learn. Praise the Lord. Number 10, be indispensable. Be indispensable. You know, people used to say there is nobody that is indispensable. I tell you, there are some people, yes, nobody is indispensable. But there are some people, they might be dispensable, but it will take a whole lot to get a replacement for them. Praise the Lord. Be indispensable. Don't be somebody that can be easily dispensed with. Number 11, maintain a life of focus. 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 Don't be somebody that loses focus easily. You know, a lot of people lose focus easily. When they focus on something, they easily lose focus. They forget themselves and they move to something else. Focus on one thing. You can't be jack of all trades and you want to achieve anything. Focus on your assignment, like Papa will say. Papa will say, focus on your assignment. Focus on your assignment. Number what now? Number 11, develop your gift and strength. Every man is loaded with a gift. Find it, develop it, deploy it, and you will attain to excellence. Number 13, where we stopped last week, is be prayerful. Be prayerful. Be prayerful. Prayer is very important to excellence. Prayer is very important. Prayer is just not just shouting and making noise. Prayer is asking God to intervene in your affair. And we read about the story of one man called Jacob, who has tried all that he could, and yet he was not a man of excellence until he encountered God in the place of prayer before God turned his life around. I pray to God tonight that God will bless us as we proceed further in the name of Jesus. So today, as we conclude the series, we'll be looking at number 14. Number 14 is possess an excellent mentality. Possess an excellent mentality. Your mentality determines your actuality. Your mentality determines your actuality. What do I mean by that? Your mentality determines what you can actually achieve or actualize in life. If you have a mediocre mentality, you will remain a mediocre. If you have a grasshopper mentality, you will remain a grasshopper. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, as a man thinketh, so is he. As a man thinketh, as a man thinketh, so is he. You see, many times many of us think ourselves low. We'll still be talking about that. And many of us think about things and we don't think appropriate. Praise the Lord. You know, you must deliberately think excellent. You must deliberately channel your thinking towards excellence in order for you to achieve excellence in life and in destiny. Your life cannot be better than your thoughts. Your life, because out of your thoughts proceeded what? The issues of life. Out of your thoughts proceeded the issues of life. Out of your thoughts proceeded the issues of life. It is out of your heart that issues of life comes forth. So if you are not deliberately channeling your heart towards your thinking, towards excellence, you will not do the things that will lead you to excellence. And you will not achieve excellence. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, when you are successful in your thinking, you'll be successful in life. When you are successful in your thoughts, when your thought is filled with success, I tell you, to achieve success becomes easy. Because your thought is the link between your soul and your spirit. And your body executes what comes from that realm. You know, yesterday, myself and my kids were watching a documentary, and the scientists were trying to decode what the sixth sense is. Man possesses five senses: smell, seeing, touch, and the rest, feelings and stuff like that. But they said there is a sixth one, and they were trying to use scientific means to justify it. And I told my kids, I said, look, these people, they are right and they are wrong. I said, they are right in what they are doing, but they don't know that actually the sixth sense is your spirit, is the Holy Spirit in you. It is the spirit that is inside you. They were trying to do experiments to determine how do you know. Sometimes you just sit and you turn, you just feel like somebody is looking at me. You didn't see anybody, but you just have a thought that somebody is looking at me, and you turn, you actually see somebody looking at you. You said that's the, and the person is far away, but you can feel it, because as the person is looking at you and is focusing on you, the person is emitting certain radiation that you can pick up scientifically. That's what they said. But I tell you, it is the Spirit of God in you. Praise the Lord. The Bible said, and God formed man and breathed the breath of life into man. That breath that God puts there, that is that. And when you work on that and develop it, you get to the point where you can execute excellence and deploy excellence in whatever you do. The Bible said in the book of Philippians chapter 4 verse 8, it says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things that are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on this. This is what you should feed your heart on. Turn with me to the book of Romans. Romans chapter 12, as we read verse 1 and 2. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind. Please let that scripture remain. That ye may prove what is that good. That is, that you may begin to show what is excellence. What is good. Unacceptable. Please, what is the other English for excellence? Huh? Perfect. And perfect. Comma. That comma there signifies something. If there is no comma, it will become and perfect will of God. But and perfect will of God. That means that is the will of God for you. In other words, the will of God is that as you are transformed by the renewal of your thinking, you begin to produce good works that is acceptable, that is pleasing, that is excellence, because that is who you are. That is what God has created you to be. Praise the Lord. We'll still be getting to that. I want you to know tonight that until your mind is transformed and you renew it and you start thinking excellence, you cannot achieve excellence. You cannot be thinking third class and you will have first class. You are thinking, you might have any third class. And the person that has first class is almost impossible. Somebody thinking of first class, that has first class, from beginning is already thinking, I want to have first class. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So our thought must not be like those of the Hebrew in the book of Numbers chapter 13, the children of Israel, Numbers 13, when the servant of God, Moses, sent them to go and spy the land. And they went. And as they got there, they saw the land. They said the land was good and fine. They said the land was good and fine. Verse 27. And they told him, we came into the land without sending us. Surely it floweth with milk and honey. This is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, can you see that? Nevertheless, you said the land is good, but you now say, nevertheless, the land is, those that are dwelling are strong. The cities are walled, very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. And they went on and on and on and on. In verse 32. They said they brought evil report of the land. This was the land they first said it was good. They now said in the B part, said the land which we have gone to, it is a land that heated up the inhabitants thereof. Can you see it? Now, if it eats the inhabitants thereof, how come we have giants inside that same land? How come we have giants there? They should have been eaten up by the land. Is their mindset. They saw themselves as grasshopper and they die as grasshopper. May we not die as grasshoppers in the name of Jesus. In the commonwealth of people, may we not see ourselves as grasshoppers in the name of Jesus. But for Joshua and Caleb, These two didn't have anything extraordinary apart from their mindset. Ah, kill me. We are much able. We can do it. The can-do spirit was in them. And I tell you, they did it. May you possess that spirit in the name of Jesus. What was wrong with them was their mentality. Number 15 is allow God to change you. Allow God to change you. A change of life is necessary for you to live an excellent life. In that same book of Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, the Bible says, until your mind is renewed, until you are changed, you cannot move to that place of perfection. And let me tell you this, you cannot change yourself. I cannot change myself. I can't change myself. Psychologists will say we can do some psychology and change you and all that. Well, I don't know if that's true. But I believe man cannot change man. It is God that changed man. It is the regeneration of man that changes a man. Praise the Lord. Allow God to change you. A change in a person's life by God means the remolding of the life of that person and the destiny of that person. Don't resist what God is about to do in your life. Allow Him to do His wonderful works in your life and destiny. Allow Him to break you and remold you. Allow Him to perfect His work in your life. A lot of time we resist God and the things of God in our life and His plan in our lives. A lot of time many of us resist God. The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18. But we all with an open faces, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, and are changed into the same image from what? Glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. It is not the spirit of man that changes you from glory to glory, that moves you from better to better to better to better to better, to the best, and on and on. It is the Spirit of God. And until you submit yourself to that Spirit and allow Him to take full possession, you walk by the wisdom of man, which is the wisdom of the flesh. And I tell you, the wisdom of the flesh cannot attain to the kind of excellence that we are talking about. Because the excellence we are talking about here is not just an excellent living in the things you do. We are talking about living a life that is beyond the normal. A life that is excellent in the spirit, soul, and the body. A life that spiritually you are living excellent. That is the excellent living we are talking about. And until you allow the Spirit of God to come into your life, you cannot walk in that realm. You must submit yourself like the clay will submit itself to the potter. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 18, from verse 1 to 6. Allow God to break you and remold you. Because the clay cannot tell the potter, I don't want to be broken. And the word of the Lord came and spake unto me. Media, God will help you tonight. Hallelujah. Can we go back to verse 1, please? Praise the Lord. And the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, verse 2, arise, go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Verse 3, then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, they wrought a work on the wheels. Yes. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred. That is, it wasn't perfect. It wasn't good. Can you remain there for a moment, media? It wasn't good. It wasn't perfect. It wasn't the best. So he made it again. He broke it and remade it as it seemed good to the potter to make it. Now, can we go to verse 6, please? Verse 6. O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the hands of the potter, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. What God is saying there is, if you will resist, you will not resist Him, He's ready to reconstruct your life and bring out excellence out of that your mess. Out of that mess, God is ready to bring out a message. God is ready to bring out something glorious. God is ready to bring out something beautiful. We've heard and hear and see so many stories, so many inspiring stories of people who people have thought they were gone, who people have written them off completely, who people have said they cannot amount to anything again in life. And God stepped in into their life, and God made a star out of them. Tonight, God is going to make a star out of your life in the name of Jesus. It says, in my Father's house, there are many what? Mansions. Now, that scripture, as it sounds playful as it is very real. If you are not a son of the Father, you cannot claim access to the mansion. And if you are not ready to be molded the way the Father wants to mold you, you cannot link yourself with Him. You cannot access the best of God for your life. We must be ready to surrender ourselves so that God can bring the best out of our life. God can bring the good things that He has planned and He has kept in store for you out of your life. It is the son that the father loveth, that the father decorates most. How many of us know that? When it is time to reward, it is those that are the best that receive the best result. Or reward, rather. And I pray that God will give us the grace in the name of Jesus. Number 16. Embrace high self-esteem. Embrace high self-esteem. When we talk about high self-esteem, we are not talking about pride. We are not saying you should become tolotolo or become proud peacock. No. In fact, it is people with high self-esteem that are the most humble. It is sometimes so low self-esteem that make people to be proud. Sometimes it is low self-esteem or over high self-esteem. Hyper high self-esteem or low self-esteem. It's either of the two. But just have your normal self-esteem. Don't be too left or too right. Don't think too much of yourself. But allow yourself not to operate in so low self-esteem. Don't let situation run you down. Sometimes circumstances around us make us to start thinking of ourselves as below excellence. Like they said, can any good thing come out of what? Nazareth? Well, Jesus came from Nazareth. Praise the Lord. A lot of time, many of us look at ourselves and say, can any good thing come out of this life? I tell you, something great is coming out of that life in the name of Jesus. Your village may not be on Google Map, just like my own village is not on Google Map. But I tell you, from that village that is not on Google Map, that village has produced great and mighty men. Great and mighty men. It is the where you come from is irrelevant. Where you are going is what is relevant. Your beginning may not be nice, but what is going to end it is what is the thing. There was a match that was played by the Nigerian football team Olympic. How many of us remember Atlanta 96? For those of us that are old enough to remember. Yeah. There are two of such that has happened, and I've learned so much from those two. One was the miracle of Daman, 4-0 to defeating the opponent. And this other one, the most recent, the miracle of Daman was in 1989, if I'm not mistaken. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So I will not go to that one because it's too far. It's too way back. Now let's come to the one that is closer to us. At a point, the opposing team
We all know them. Believe they've won. But I tell you, at that point, if the Nigerian boys decide to accept defeat and remain low self-esteem, they will lose that match. Gallantly. In fact, they will score them more. But they didn't see themselves as different from those people. They didn't see those people as super people to themselves. They played them man to man, ball for ball. And by the end of 90 minutes, the story has changed. And that is how the story of the life of someone is changing tonight. The story changed. By the time we went gone to extra time, one of our boys scored the winning goal and the referee blew the thing, and that was the end. And I tell you, that day Nigeria won the gold. The gold was won that day, not in the other one. Because the self-esteem of these players were now very high. They were now thinking of themselves as champions. Don't look at yourself as, I don't have the qualification. I'm not tall enough. I'm too short. Okay. God is not looking at any of those. Oh, maybe you say, oh, I'm too tall. It's because I'm too tall. If I'm like average height, I think. Who tells you? Don't use any of these things to judge how you will end up in life. Don't let circumstances run you down. Remain confident in God always. I want you to know that low self-esteem is a disease that weakens your power for excellence. It's a disease that weakens your power for excellence. In every one of us, there is the spirit of excellence. God created you and I perfect and excellently. You were created what? Perfectly and excellently. Don't let another man run you down. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 139, verse 14, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth very well. Say, I know that I am fearfully and wonderfully made by God. The word marvelous means excellence. Say, marvelous are thy works. God said, ye are gods, sons of the Lord Most High. If you are God, it means you have the Spirit of God within you. Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 to 31. Genesis. And God, Genesis 1, 27, please. 27. 27. Hallelujah. So God created man in his what? In his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Verse 28. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be what? Be fruitful and multiply. Replenish the earth. Subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. 29. And God said, behold, I have given you unto every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree which of yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. Go on, 30. And to every beast, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And God saw that that everything that he had made, behold, it was what? Behold, it was what? It was what? Very good means it was excellent. So in other words, you are excellently made. Don't allow people to tell you who you are not. Rather, tell them who you are. Don't let that circumstances tell you who you are not. I've shared with us the story before. While we were in school, a lecturer that used to brag and make us feel that we cannot pass his subject. And he will tell you that 60 is for the genius students. 50 is for the brilliant students. And 40 is for the good student. The rest is for the let my people go. And he will be bragging. And he will be bragging. And he will be bragging. And as God will have it, it was that particular semester, this humble man gave his life to Christ. And one of the first things I learned is that the just shall live by faith. One of the first scriptures I know how to quote in my life as a believer was that the just shall live by faith. So I believe that if I have faith, I will live. Praise the Lord. And I believe that there is nothing that is impossible for God. So we form a group, myself and some friends, to study. And we kept studying and studying and studying. Study very well. And when the question came, in fact, I asked myself, is it this man that said the question or they set it for him? Because the thing was, every question, they said, answer 4 out of 6. One is compulsory. I could answer all the 6. And when the result came out, we, not only me, we all shamify the boaster. We shamify him seriously. So don't allow somebody to come and start telling you that you cannot achieve what God has created you to achieve. God has not created you to be an average person. God has not made you to be average. You are an excellent person. Say, I'm an excellent person. As a wife, I'm an excellent wife. As a husband, I'm an excellent husband. As a student, I'm an excellent student. In anything I do, I excel. Can I tell you this? I don't believe there's any exam I will write I will fail after I gave my life to Christ. And candidly, I've not written any exam since then and failed. Candidly. My wife knows. It's not pride though. It is who I am because I know that is what Christ has given me. Praise the Lord. I don't believe I will write any exams I will fail. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. And that same spirit should be in you. That you cannot fail. Say, I cannot fail. And even if it seems as if you have failed, you have not failed, you have only learned how that thing will not work. What you do? Dust yourself and start again. And it doesn't work, do it another way. It doesn't work, do it another way. I tell you, it will work. Praise the Lord. Number 16 is what we have just said. How to build good self-esteem. Number 1 is meditate on that 16a. Meditate on the word of God. The Bible says you are beautifully and wonderfully made. That is who you are. That is the word of God. Number B, 16b. Get knowledge and training that you need. Knowledge is essential for excellence in life. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6 says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because they have rejected knowledge. I will reject them. Seek for knowledge. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Seek for knowledge. You see, what you know, nobody can bamboozle you about it. Nobody can come and tell you. For example, we have Dr. Mrs. Ademola here. We have doctors here. I cannot come and tell Adama, you are not a doctor. She will look at me and say, Pastor, what do you mean? Compossible. Even if she stopped practicing medicine today, she's still a doctor. That would not change, remove the doctor from her name. She's still a doctor. Our former Senate president was a medical doctor. Hey, they want to call him Senator, Doctor. Why didn't they say because he's not practicing the thing again? They will remove it from his name. No, knowledge. Because he has the knowledge. He's qualified based on the knowledge that he has received. So seek for knowledge. Seek for knowledge. Pant after knowledge. It has been said that an average CEO reads minimum of 50 books per year. An average CEO. It has also been said that successful people read minimum 30 minutes per day. And I want to tell you this, these things are very true. See, successful people, that has been said that highly successful people read minimum 4 books per month. Minimum 4 to 6 per month. For highly successful people. And what differentiates the highly successful that is termed excellence It's knowledge. Knowledge. Your knowledge base determines your value. The more knowledge you have, the more value you have. The more value you command, the more capacity you receive. And the more impact you make in life. Number six, associate with people that love and appreciate you sincerely. Don't stay where people will put you down. If they don't value you, exit. Don't let them put down your self-esteem. Don't let them dampen your self-esteem and make you to be who you are not. Associate with people that appreciate who you are. Proverbs 27:17. God bless you. Iron sharpeneth iron. A man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. You see, when you carry iron and you say you want to sharpen it against stick, a wood, will it sharpen? You just see that the wood has cut into two. If you want an iron to be sharpened very well, use it against an iron, not against a stone. Get another iron and rub them. You see that you get it sharper, faster. Brethren, the cycle of people you keep tends to affect who you become in life. When you sit with the foolish, you begin to behave like the foolish. You walk in the counsel of the wise, you become wise. If you walk in the counsel of the foolish, you start seeing yourself behaving like them. So walk with the wise. Walk and associate with people that love you, that appreciate you, that will guide you aright. I see you going to the place of excellence in the name of Jesus. Number 17 is celebrate small success. Celebrate small successes. There's any English like that. Celebrate small successes. Praise the Lord. Don't wait for the big breaks to celebrate. Don't wait until you hit the jackpot, if there's anything like the jackpot. Don't wait. Learn to celebrate and rejoice when God gives you just small little breakthroughs. Celebrate it. The Bible says in John, can we turn to John chapter 3, verse 27. Says, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. So if it is given to you, rejoice and thank God for it. Appreciate God for it. Celebrate it. Celebrate the small success. That business is small. Celebrate it. Do it as if the business is like you are running a Dangote business. Celebrate it. Don't look down on it. One of the things I've learned in life is that what you celebrate, don't depreciate. Whatever you celebrate, don't depreciate. It is what you despise that depreciates. What you celebrate, don't depreciate. It keeps increasing in value. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Celebrate the small success. Always celebrate God for those small successes that come to you. Don't despise small beginnings. Small breakthroughs. Job chapter 8 verse 7 says, though thy beginning be what? Be small. Thy latter end shall greatly what? Increase. Nothing big starts big. Nothing big starts big. Every empire that a man builds starts with a block. It starts with his steps. Nothing big starts big. Nothing big in life will start big. As big as elephant is, baby elephants don't come big. They still come small. Even though they are almost the size of a cow. But they still do what? They still come what? Small compared to the size of what they will eventually become. Praise the Lord. Have you ever seen a small, little, harsh cockroach before? They look like what? Ants. They look like ants. Just give it 90 days. 90 days after, come back. The thing is almost as big as my thumb. But initially, It's like an ant. Praise the Lord. You may almost not see it when it's moving. You may almost not see it. What I tell you is a matter of time. It grows big and big and big. And that is how your destiny will grow bigger and bigger in excellence in the name of Jesus. I say you will grow bigger and bigger in excellence in life in the name of Jesus. You cannot grow into greatness overnight. So celebrate the start so that you can get to the top. Celebrate the start so that you can get to the top. Don't despise others also that are starting small. Don't despise them. Celebrate them. You know what? No matter how small a baby is, if the mother will nurse and care for that baby will grow and become a man or a grown woman. No matter how small. If I ask Dr. Jenyo now, he will tell me, I know you have seen babies that are very tiny. Tiny babies. Because of his field. Tiny babies. What I tell you, these same tiny babies, because of the care that the medical personnel and the mother gives to it, they nurse the baby and take care of the baby. After a while, the baby starts growing. Before you know it, the baby becomes some big baby. Before you know it, becomes a small child, a toddler. Before you know it, it's a teenager already. Before you know, one day will come and say, "Daddy, it's the person I like to marry." That's it, baby. The Bible says, "Omodiana." That same baby. We come home one day and say, "Ah, Daddy, meet my friend." I say, "Your friend, yes, my friend." That same baby. We one day say, "Ah, Daddy, I just want to tell you that my wife just gave birth to a baby boy. You are now become a grandfather." That same baby. Praise the Lord. But if the mother says, "Ah, this baby is too tiny," and drop the baby will never fulfill destiny. So, excellence demands that we nurse the small things. The small thing counts. And that takes me to giving high for details. The small things count. A man of excellence is a man of details. It's a man that look for the small things. The small things matter. Don't overlook things. Don't look at the small things and say these things are not there. No. I pray that God will take us to the place of excellence in the name of Jesus. I said God will take us to the place of excellence in the name of Jesus. I want you to know that no man can determine the ceiling for you except you. No man can set a bar. No man can set a bar that you won't go beyond this. If you follow all these points, no man can set a bar for you except yourself. If at all they are evil, they want to set a bar, by the fire of prayer, you break through. The Bible says, "I can run." David said, "I can run through a troop and I can leap over the wall because God is with me." Because you are a carrier of God, they can't set a bar for you. So if you follow all that we have taught from 1 to 17 and many more, I tell you, you will excel in life in the name of Jesus. I say you will excel in life in the name of Jesus. Finally, in conclusion, I want to let us know that excellence does not come cheap. It comes with a price. There's a price to be paid for excellence. There's a price that you have to pay for excellence. There's a price that you have to pay for excellence. One of such prices is hard work. You have to be a hard working person. One of such is frugality. You must be a frugal person, not a wasteful person. Not a wasteful person. But above all, one of the prices that you have to pay have been paid by the Lord Jesus Christ. Because the Bible says, "While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." And it is sin that demoted man from the place of excellence to the place of non-excellence.
Because at the beginning, when God created man, God created man with excellence. But when man sinned, man dropped excellence and took up something that is not excellence. But we thank God that a man called Jesus came. And as he came, he replaced himself for ourselves. And he gave himself for us. And the Bible says, scarcely will any man die for anyone. He said, but Jesus died for you. And he redeemed you and I from the curse of the law. Because curse is he that hangeth on the cross. And because Christ has paid that price, what it's going to cost you is for you to give your life to him and tap into that grace for excellence. And as you do so tonight, I pray that he will receive you and he will give you that spirit in the name of Jesus. All heads bowed, all eyes closed tonight. I want us to pray to God. If you are here tonight, you want to connect to that grace. You want to connect, you want to reconnect, or you want to connect afresh to Jesus. You can do so. You can do so. If you are here tonight, you want to give your life to Christ. Can you signify by raising your hand to Jesus? You are not raising your hand to me. You are not raising it to any man. You are lifting your hands to Jesus. Perhaps you have given your life to Christ before, but something has happened that has taken you away from Christ, and you want to reconcile yourself back to Christ. Tonight, the opportunity is available for you. The opportunity is available for you. Just lift that hand up, and as you lift it up, the people will minister to you by passing a card to you. Please lift your hands if you want to give your life to Christ, or you want to reconsider reconciling yourself back to God. And as you do this tonight, the Lord will give you the grace to receive him and to walk with him in the name of Jesus. If you are watching us on the internet, you are taking this same decision, please, you can reach to us by sending us an email on the email that is being displayed on the screen, or you send us an SMS or WhatsApp on the number that is being displayed on the screen. I want you to know tonight that God loves you. God wants you to come unto him. As many that come unto him, he will in no wise cast away. And I pray that as you come unto him tonight, the Lord will receive you in the name of Jesus. The Lord will receive you in the name of Jesus. The Lord will receive you in the name of Jesus. Can we lift up our voice as we begin to thank God tonight? Let's lift up our voice as we rise up on our feet. Let's thank God and give him all the glory. And say, Father, we bless your name. Father, we give you all the glory. Father, Lord, we say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, Lord. We worship your holy name, Lord. We give you praises, Lord. There's a song that is coming to my mind. I'll be glad if the choir can help me with a song. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Fill my cup, Lord. Hallelujah. Fill up, Lord. Come and quench this thirst of my soul. Make me your.
Afterward, we are going to pray that the Lord will fill us afresh. Can we thank Him for the word that He has released unto us tonight? Thank the Lord for the word that He has released to you tonight. Thank Him for the word of truth. Thank Him for the word of truth. Thank Him for the word of truth. Father, we worship You. We give You all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. We are going to pray tonight that the Lord will fill you up with a spirit of excellence, like that woman by the well that was tested. That the Lord will fill you afresh. I don't know what area of your life you demand an excellent spirit on. Maybe you need wisdom in business. Maybe you need wisdom to do something. Maybe you need direction for something. Ask God, Father, fill me up tonight. Fill me up, O Lord, with the spirit of excellence, O Lord. Fill me up, O Lord, with the spirit of excellence, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, fill me up, O Lord, with the spirit of excellence, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray tonight. I ask for the spirit of excellence. I ask for the grace for excellence. I ask for the power for excellence. In the name of Jesus, fill me up, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, Lord, I pray. I test and I hunger for excellence. I test and I hunger for excellence. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Help me, O Lord God, to walk in excellence, O Lord. To live in excellence, O Lord. I pray for the grace for an excellent living. In Jesus' mighty name, we are free. I want us to know that lack of excellence is costly. Lack of excellence is what is costly. Ignorance is deadly. When people say ignorance is bliss, it's deadly. Lack of excellence is costly. A organizer, people that repair the wheel of a vehicle that is not working in excellence, and he puts the wheel and he forgot to put the nuts, the bolts, and the owner of the vehicle enter into the vehicle and he start driving, and suddenly on motion the wheel remove comes off because there was nothing to hold it. It's only God that will save the person, or that can save, or that saves. At that point, to fix the car, if let's say no life was lost, nothing, no injury, to fix the car, is it the same cost as the cost of fixing the tire? Can it ever be the same cost? Lack of excellence is cost. And it has cost a lot of people. It has cost some people their lives. I tell you, lack of excellence has killed people. It has killed people. Lack of excellence has killed people. A driver that go and get himself drunk, and he knows he's traveling, and he park people in the vehicle. It's a lack of excellence. There's no excellent spirit. That's kill people. It's costly. Very costly. Very, very costly. But tonight we are going to pray to God. I don't want you to walk away tonight, because we are ending the series tonight, and you will not feel that spirit entering into you. Excellence is a spiritual. It's not it's not what we think it is. And we are going to pray to God. We are going to say, Father, that your prayer is too weak. It's not like somebody that is desperate. Say, Father, baptize me with the grace and power for excellent living. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, oh Lord God, baptize me with the grace and the spirit of excellence. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord God, I pray. Father, I pray. Father, I pray. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, give me the grace to live an excellent spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. The book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 17. We are praying well, but we are not there yet. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17. Can I have it? That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what are the riches. I love this scripture. This scripture is one of my best scriptures. And what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? You cannot understand the riches, the beautiful things that God has packaged for you as a child of God, until you are possessed with the spirit of wisdom, until you are possessed with the spirit of knowledge, until you are possessed with the spirit of excellence. And that is where you are going to cry and say, Father, fill me with the spirit of wisdom. Fill me with the spirit of excellence. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Ask for the spirit of wisdom. He said that your eyes of understanding may be enlightened, that you may know what is his hope of his calling, the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Lebra gashata liaranaba, ego gozoto liaranaba, lerabo shete keliaranaba, lebro gozoto koliaranaba, elaro shanda liaranaba, magalaranaba shete liaranaba, lebro gozoto liaranaba. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You are going to say, oh Lord, renovate my mentality, renovate my mentality for excellent living, renovate my mind, renovate my thought in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, give me a new thought pattern. Give me a new thought pattern. May I begin to think excellently. May I begin to think excellently. In the name of Jesus. May I begin to think excellently. In the name of Jesus. May I begin to think excellently. In the name of Jesus. Help me, O Lord. Let my mentality be that of an excellent person. In the name of Jesus. May I possess the excellence mentality. May I possess the excellence mentality. May I possess the excellence mentality. In the name of Jesus. As a student, as a businessman, as a pastor, as a farmer, as a career person, may I possess the spirit of excellence in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord God, I cannot walk in average. I cannot walk in average. I cannot walk in it as well. I want to walk in excellence. In the name of Jesus, change my mentality. Change my thinking, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. We are going to be praying to God against every spirit of mediocrity and low self-esteem. Mediocrity and low self-esteem, they are like brothers and sisters. And this weakens the spirit of excellence in man. You are going to pray tonight. I want to say, Father, I will not be a mediocre. I will not be a mediocre in life. I will not walk in low self-esteem in life. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I will not be a mediocre in life. I will not be a mediocre in life. I will not be a mediocre in life. In the name of Jesus. Ledo shete liaraba. Lego zoto liarebo. Brago zoto liaraba. Elaro shete liaraba. Lero shete ke liaraba. Lerabo soto ko liaraba. Ekaro shete liaraba. Laro shete ke liaraba. Lego soto liaraba. Ero shete liaraba. Ero soto ko liarebo. Eko soto liaraba. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, help me, O Lord, help me, O Lord, help me, O Lord, help me, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. O Lord God, I pray. O Lord God, I pray. O Lord God, I pray. In the name of Jesus, I receive the grace, O Lord. I receive the grace, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. O Lord God, I pray. Ekaro shete liaraba. Go zoto ko liaraba. Eko zoto liaraba. Eko zoto liaraba. Laro shete ke liaraba. Lebro zoto ko liaraba. Lebra go shete ke liaraba. Lerabo shete liaraba, laro shete keliaraba, lebro gozo doliaraba, lero shete keliaraba. In Jesus' mighty name, we are free. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Turn to the book of Philippians, chapter 3. Philippians, chapter 3, verse 15. And I read thus. He said, let us therefore as many as be perfect. Let us therefore as many as be perfect. Be thus minded. If in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall be revealed even this unto you. God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereunto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. Praise the Lord. Brethren, be followers together of me among them which walk so as ye have us for an example. Paul the apostle was speaking here. I'll dwell on verse 15. I was speaking here, telling the people that look, if you are perfect, remain perfect. If you want to walk perfectly, seek perfection, press towards the mark, chase after the thing. And tonight we are going to pray to God. May I not lower the standard for the sake of the flesh. The standard of excellence, may I not lower it. The bar for excellence, may I not lower it. The standard for excellence, may I not reduce it. May it not be reduced in my life. May it not be reduced in my destiny. May it not be reduced in all that I do. Let me be a man that walk unto perfection. Let me be a man that seek unto perfection. Let me be a woman that speak unto perfection. In the name of Jesus. Father, help me, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we are afraid.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.